a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
This is Zach Gelb Show, Coast to Coast on CBS Sports Radio. One of my all-time favorites, Donovan McNabb, here with us. And now, Donovan, he's always been big in the media game, but I sat next to your podcast partner, Armando Salguero, for the AFC Championship game. You better be on your toes, because Armando's going to go after you each and every week.
Listen, I make sure I put Armando in this place. You know, I know how to get to Armando, throw a few things at him, confuse him a little bit. All you got to do is go into the music, tell him to name an artist.
Yeah.
Or name somebody outside of Florida.
He can't talk about basketball either.
I know he is. I know. I love Armando. Armando's done a great job for me on the podcast. We have great chemistry. We have a great time. You know, we're closing up our show next week, but it's still, man, it's been fun. We spent a week here together and getting a bunch of guests. We had Flavor Flav on the show.
Oh, okay.
And he still lost
the
it.
Big
he
clock?
Went. Well, he's got the little clock. The big clock is in the Hall of Fame now.
Is
it's in the
really?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh,
absolutely.
Wow.
So, got a chance to ask him about that. It's good to see him. I haven't seen Flavor Flav in over 10 years. So, it's always good seeing familiar faces. Great time.
To see Andy Reid doing what he's doing now, mm-hmm. with the Kansas City Chiefs, and you have Mahomes, who's won two Super Bowls,
right,
has a chance to win his third on Sunday. I know how close you are with Andy,
right,
and you've spoke to the team few years ago.
Spoke to the team a few years ago. I actually was trying to go yesterday, to make my record, hopefully 3-0, but I didn't get a chance to get over there. I'm gonna send him a text tonight or tomorrow, I'm just happy for him and where he started. To where he's going. I can't say where he's at because it's not over. The progression, he learned from what we did in Philly. He took what we learned from Philly and then obviously added to that. Patrick Mahomes is a big key to that. And it's funny when you reflect back on when it started 25 years ago. That's crazy.
It's wild.
That's crazy.
And if he could get this one on Sunday, I already think he's one of the greatest coaches of all time.
But 100%.
For a while, you know what it was. It was he could get close, but can't get the job done. Now he picks up a third one. I think we all praise Andy Reid as it is, but
right.
I think the praise then would go to a different level. It's like an immortal kind of feeling then around him.
Well, it's funny you bring that up. I think the praise goes to appreciation.
It's a good way to put it.
We've seen the Belichick and Brady era. We've seen the Marv Levy and we've seen the Jim Kelly era, where the coach-quarterback combination and the success that they had. Now, people look at Marv Levy and Jim Kelly and the first thing they say, well, they lost four Super Bowls. But they don't understand the winning that happened each and every year. Buffalo was on, and I obviously went to school in Syracuse, which is only an hour away from Buffalo. The fanfare, the energy in Buffalo, when it was Sunday, everything was about the Bills. It was Saturday, Syracuse.
Food, family,
Sunday,
football.
That's all it was.
100%.
And so you add that in New England, same thing. You looking at Philly, families. I've had kids have come to me and said, I grew up watching you play.
Yeah.
And it was an opportunity where, as a family, everyone was at the house Sunday watching you play, Monday watching you play. And, of course, the kid is probably like 30 now. But I'm like.
But you know what it also is, too? Forget about the great moments you had on the field.
Right.
I'm telling you, one of the great endorsement deals of all time was the Campbell's Chunky Noodle Soup with you and your mom.
Absolutely.
Because
that
humanized a professional athlete like you.
Right.
That this is the same guy who we see him on the field as a warrior, But here he is off the field like a big teddy bear, right, loving his mother.
Well, it's mom loving on the kid, too.
That, too.
And so,
but we know that always happens.
Well, that's what happens. And the whole thing is, you know, people are talking
about it. I've done some stupid crap. My mom goes, I still love you.
There you go. After she pops you in the head. Yeah. But again, it showed that we are family men. Like, we're family men. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we're our mom and dad's kids, but we're family men. And so that whole Chunky Soup deal, we put them on the map because it was genuine, and it was actual mom and son. Like, before us, it was the kid and it was an actress. And we fought to change that, and my mom got on. And so now we got the Kelseys, in which we need to have a competition because, you know, me and my mom versus both Jason and Travis and their mom, I think we'll come out on top.
Well, here's the thing. It's underrated with Donna Kelsey, Donna McNabb. She talks a lot of smack.
I love that.
The smack talk in between your mom and Donna Kelsey, I think would be better than any smack talk in you, Travis, and Jason could have.
Well, the problem with Travis and like I said, I've talked to him many a time. The problem with Travis and I is we get to laughing too much. And then there's Jason.
Yeah.
And then Jason's
he's
so
throwing the haymakers.
Jason, guys, you need to calm down. Like, he's that guy. But the thing is, we always, like, as a quarterback, we take care of our big guys up front. And for a center,
yeah,
I love guys like that. Like Jason, he's always smiling. He's having a good time. He likes to walk around with no shoes on the field. I love that.
He's a man's man.
Exactly. Caveman.
He's a regular dude.
He's a caveman. Then there's me and Travis. So it's like, we're just having fun. And so I would love to have, if they did that, obviously it would take some contracts and some money in that. But to bring us all together, it would be outstanding.
So do you think this is Andy Reid's final game? Because that's being floated out there.
No, it's not. With Andy, he wouldn't hide that fact, and he wouldn't do it now. He's having so much fun in this run, and when you have a guy like 15 behind center, you have a chance. And
every year.
And that's the thing is people need to understand his coaching tree. The coaching tree from Philly is unbelievable. The coaching tree in Kansas City – again, sprouting out head coaches. Doug Peterson's a head coach. You know, Matt Nagy was a head coach. Eric Bieniemy should be a head coach. Steve Spagnuolo was a head coach. Dave Tobe, who's the head of special teams, he was with us in Philly. He should be up for a head coach. And so the list goes on of different guys. David Culley, you know, he was a head coach. Now we got different guys who played with me and Greg Lewis. Greg Lewis was a receiver coach. Then he was a running back coach last year for the Super Bowl. Now he's in Baltimore. Todd Pinkston's a receiver coach, assistant receiver coach over there in Kansas City. So he's opened the door and paved the way for everyone, and he's bringing in more guys to give them that chance to gain that experience to hopefully get a shot.
You now hear the way people talk about Jalen Hurts as Donovan McNabb is here with us. Totally different than when it was last year. And
right.
You know, when a team collapses like that,
quarterback is the first one they focus on.
Not only that, but things come out about his leadership skills and his personality. How much of what you've been hearing in the last month, 2 months about Jalen Hurts is real, and how much do you just say it's bull crap?
100% of it is bull crap. Because this is the thing that bothers me. And from being in the position, it's never enough, and it's always more you can do. So as a quarterback, we're trying to do everything we can to, one, cater to different personalities we have, be well-prepared, execute the plays, do it the right way, put the ball in the end zone, not turn the ball over. Everything that we're trying to lead by being the first one there, the last one to leave, you know, the list goes on. And so when they were winning, he was the greatest leader out there. He's an example setter. We love his cliches. We love when he speaks to the media. He's so upfront. He's a grown man. He prepares well. Look how effective he is. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. All of a sudden, they go 10-1. He's an MVP candidate. No one's talking about anything. They start to falter. And this was happening to me by week 7, week 8. It was starting to fall apart. And I seen it, and I called it out a couple times. They stopped running the football. They started featuring different guys. Defense was awful. They couldn't tackle. Wasn't covering well. And they just weren't the same team. And everyone's expectation was so high from what they seen at the Super Bowl run.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's Claim a Ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow. That makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years and I still don't know. Right now we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world. And we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's hard to get back there consistently and do it each and every year. But the first person they looked at was Jalen. Oh, do you think that he can be more of a rah-rah guy? You know, he doesn't smile much. Maybe hang out with the guy. No, that's not him. That's not what you saw since he's gotten there. So why would he change? And then it's like, you know, well, he's not the same guy out on the field. He was banged up a little bit. And he's trying to grow his game. Like, let's everybody just relax. Because the same question can go to Josh Allen. The same question can go to Joe Burrow. The same question can go to Lamar. It can go to everybody. It can go to Patrick Mahomes this year. We can say, well, Patrick had like 15 interceptions this year. Well, he's not throwing anybody. That's happened to a lot of quarterbacks. Like, you know what I'm saying? But where is Patrick now? Patrick's here in his Super Bowl. And so I think for everyone that points the finger at Jalen at this point, it's just trying to find an answer. And the first person they can say, oh, it's Jalen. And then they think they're good.
Well, the first finger I point is at Nick Sirianni.
Well, I don't –
I don't think he should be the coach anymore.
I believe he should.
Okay.
I believe he should. But I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to tell you why, because he's another guy. Since he's got in the building, things have changed. The culture has changed. The attitude has changed. The approach has changed. They were winning. The one that I pointed the finger at who should be on the, not be on a hot seat, but is the one that's under fire.
I know who you're
going to say. Howie Roseman.
I knew you were going to say that, yeah.
He brought this talent in, and then they paid this talent that they had, and they kept guys a little bit too long.
But here's the problem I have with that. Going into this year, everyone said, oh, I love this roster with the Eagles. I love this team with the Eagles. And they should be a Super Bowl
as
team.
As they said that.
Isn't that a good job by the GM then?
As they said that. Who was the one bouncing around like, yeah, that's me. Yeah, GM of the year. That's what I'm saying. So if you're willing to stand in front of the camera and smile and gloat, you got to be willing to stand in front of the camera and say, you know, I got to do a better job. Because we haven't hit strong on a lot of our draft picks on a consistent basis.
You know why selfishly I wanted Sirianni fire?
Why?
So Spike Eskin is my boss. His father is Howard Eskin. Howard.
I know Spike.
Yeah, Howard.
And I know Howard.
Howard hates Bill Belichick. Like, hates Bill Belichick like anyone ever before. I would have loved to have seen Bill coaching the Eagles and then having Howard suck up and kiss ass of Bill Belichick. That's what I wanted to see.
Howard would have done that. Howard would have done that. And I'm sure Jeffrey probably looked and entertained that a little bit. But it was right to keep, Nick. But the thing that kind of threw me off is, why you fire all your coordinators and coaches? Like, that made no sense to me.
So that's why I don't think he should be brought back, because here's why.
It had to be an ultimatum. It either had to be, like, because they did that to Doug.
They did that
to Doug Peterson.
But here's the difference. Doug won a Super Bowl. Doug had the leg to stand on where he should say, stop treating me like I'm a puppet. I get to pick my coordinators.
But that was funny you said that, because before then, they were trying to fire Doug.
After
the first year, they were like, I don't know if Doug's the guy. He's not vocal enough. Remember, I think it was – who was the defensive coordinator that was coaching, or defensive line coach that was there?
Oh, Jim Schwartz?
Jim Schwartz. They wanted him to be the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the pulse of the team.
Like, they're 5 weeks behind. Into the season,
exactly.
Yeah.
They were trying to fire Doug. That was what was going on. They were all talking. And so they allowed Doug to stay. Doug wins the Super Bowl. Now everyone loves Doug. And as soon as things start to fall apart, Doug's the first one to go.
But the organization, and I love Doug Peterson as a coach. I know they had a disappointing year this season. But for Doug Peterson, when he was brought in, he was viewed as kind of a puppet. And now I kind of think Nick is viewed as a puppet, where it's Jeffrey and Howie pulling the strings, and he's the coach, And they said in that press, like, what do? You're not calling the plays. Your defensive coordinator situation was a disaster this year, and he lost control of the locker room.
Who brought Patricia in?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. You think that was Howie? Yeah. Donovan looked at me. He's like, what are you, stupid?
Well, the thing is, think about it. Did you even know Patricia was on the staff?
Oh, I knew he was on the staff.
When did they bring him in?
They brought him in the offseason.
Right. So you got to decide.
He's like an analyst role or something like that. And then he becomes a defensive coordinator quickly in.
Right.
But also then, shouldn't there have been a problem on Desai getting the job at
no.
first?
No. Desai actually
it should have been
learned
the guy that was,
under.
It should have been Denard Wilson. That's what it should have been.
I think Desai learned under Vic Fangio. Am I correct?
I think you may be right on that.
Yeah. And so who's now the D coordinator?
Oh, yeah. Vic Fangio.
See? And so Desai took the hit.
Well, we all know that was Gannon's fault, because if Gannon was just more truthful what was going on with the Cardinals, Fangio wouldn't have been in Miami. He would have been in Philly last year.
Well,
and all this is avoided.
Well, I don't know about that. But, I mean, you know, it's one because people aren't patient enough. Like, you lose both coordinators and become head coaches.
Yeah.
And then you fill the role with the guys. Like, I don't think Johnson was that bad of a coordinator to fire him in 1 year. Desai, I think just you have to look at the talent that he has out
okay.
there. So is it the scheme or is it the players? And so it's pretty much the same scheme that we've seen with the last defensive coordinator. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And so now you look at they've lost a lot of guys, lost safeties. Both of their safeties are gone, lost a linebacker. Now they got the same guys at D-tackle, which Davis is now healthy enough, Jordan Davis. And then you go and get their first round defensive tackle, who's very good. He should have been up for rookie of the year. But I look at it in the sense of, they're not getting the production up front. Because remember, how many sacks did they have last year?
Oh, they 70. They led the league. It was historical.
70.
Yeah.
They were toward the bottom of the
– And then also at the end of the year, they were dropping Hassan Reddick into coverage. Didn't make sense. And I am a huge, huge, huge Hassan Reddick fan. He was a college classmate of mine at Temple. So, didn't make sense. Anyway, I could talk to you all day.
Yeah.
Congratulations. The show with you and Armando
has
been fantastic this year.
Appreciate
it's been
it.
Great.
The 5-Spot. Check us out on iKick. Yes, YouTube, Spotify. Boom.
There we go. He still knows how to cut the promo
you know
after
it.
All these years.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.